start with Wellington head coach Bill Waters. Thank you very much, Bruce Van Dyke, for the introduction. As we begin the third hour, Coach Waters, give us a little bit about your background, how long you've been involved with Wellington Wrestling, how you became the head coach there with the Dukes.
All right. Started wrestling for Wellington when I was five, and I'm still coaching in the same room. Wrestled all through high school there. Wrestled a little bit for the Marine Corps while I was in. Got out. I coached at Clearview for a bit, and John Sedlick talked me into coming back. I think I coached with him from 2000 on, and I guess it's been 5 or 6 years ago he stepped down, and I just took the reins and been there ever since.
Well, first off, for all of us, thank you for your service.
Oh, my pleasure.
When did you graduate from Wellington?
93.
Okay. Gosh, he's got great. He's still younger. I'm just hoping.
That's what coaching does to you.
He doesn't know anybody I know. I mean, doggone it. I got to tell you, I'm a little disappointed at that answer. I thought it was going to be 80-something.
Bill, tell us a little about, you know, last year was a little bit of a rebuild. You had some real studs the year before. You were down on the floor, state tournament, a little bit of a rebuild. Where are you at in that process, and who you got coming back?
You know, the numbers last year were the lowest I've seen it in a long time. I don't think we've filled the lineup in probably 7 years. I don't want to jinx anything. I just had my weight certs tonight. We've got 17 kids, and we have a full lineup. They might be a little bit bunched up in the first tournament here. We're still getting settled into the right weight classes. We've got 7 incoming freshmen. They've all wrestled before. I've got a couple returning district qualifiers. I've got some experience. I think I've got 7 juniors. So we've got a pretty good mix, and I've got some experience. A couple new guys that are learning. They're learning fast. They're taking their lumps right now. But Baron Turner, he's back for us. It's his second year wrestling. He picked it up real quick. He's progressing nicely this year. He's excited to get after it. I've got Manny Mitchell, who's a returning district qualifier. He's probably going to shuffle weight down a little bit from where he was at last year. We've got a couple heavyweights that I'm excited to see wrestle that haven't wrestled before. They're bigger guys. They're 260 plus, and they're learning fast. So our football, I have to give credit to our football team. They're promoting wrestling. They realize it makes great football players if they wrestle, so they've promoted it. It's helped boost our numbers.
Great stuff. Any magic sauce with getting those freshmen out? Is that a group you saw coming through the youth program, or is there something special going on that all of a sudden got some kids excited?
You know, when I took over from John, we kind of revamped our youth program, and we've averaged 60 kids in our youth program, and we're starting to reap the benefits now at the high school level. These kids I have coming in as freshmen, they've all wrestled through the youth program, through junior high, and they're on point. They're hungry. They'll see what high school wrestling's about here shortly, but it's a tough room right now. It's good to see. It's kind of getting back to the roots of Wellington, and they're banging. They're going every day.
Bill, how do you bring them along? You know, they're you got a lot of young ones. You try to get some preseason stuff done here. What do you do scrimmage-wise? Are you taking them and you throw them into the fire, or are you kind of picking and choosing where you're going?
I've been picking and choosing right now. I hadn't scrimmaged yet. We were going to travel a little bit this weekend. I think we're going to end up in Avon Lake. Maybe we'll invite them back down to us. Right now, I've spent time with technique, with the younger guys, just getting them up to par, getting them where they need to be instead of throwing them to wolves. Now, next weekend, we have our first tournament, so we're anxious to see where they're at, but they're anxious to get after it. They've all picked it up very well. It's a little painstaking in the beginning. We started from the bare basics, and right now we're in a good spot.
Bill, talk to us a little bit about the culture. You know, John was the head coach there for forever, and you took over. And the culture, anybody that's been around high school wrestling knows what Wellington wrestling's about, knows that when you step on the mat with a Wellington kid, you're going to get 6 minutes of grind, and you better not take your foot off the gas because they're never taking their foot off the gas. How do you instill, how does that culture come about?
A lot of tears and a little bit of bleeding and sweating. The ones that have gone through the youth, we step it up as they get into junior high, and you know they'll practice in the same room in junior high on the other mats, but they kind of see what it's about. And this year we try to step it up a level and kind of get it back to where we were. We've had some down years, and we've got a group now that has been with the program, the same philosophy since they were in youth, And it, to be honest, this year has been a little bit easier. It's starting to blossom right now, and they're anxious to get after it. I mean, we've threw so much at them right now that we thought, okay, we're going to have some kids dragging out on us. But they're eating it up right now, and they're asking for more. The level of competition in the room has increased.
Bill, you know, the girls' program is girls' wrestling has become so big. Again, part of my question is, does Wellington have any girls in the program, and do you see that, you know, down the road maybe happening?
Absolutely. We in our youth program, I bet we've got a half dozen or better girls in that. We've got two girls in our junior high, and I have two girls on my high school team. My only senior is a female wrestler. She's out there every day getting after it. My daughter wrestled for 4 years for us, and she's kind of disappointed that they started the state tournament for girls after she graduated. But, you know, the girls that we have out there, they work just as hard as the guys, and I think it's doing a great things for the sport right now, boosting numbers, excitement. We've had a buzz in Wellington that we haven't had in a long time. Even during football season, after their football practice, I would have kids coming up to our open mats. They've been getting double workouts for quite a while now, and the girls are right there with them.
You mentioned Baron Turner in his second year. I remember that name from football, and that he had a lot of success last year. Is that unusual in wrestling for a young man or lady to come out and be successful that early? And is that where maybe it's different from other sports where so many of these sports now, and I know wrestling does this too, but so many of them seems like, boy, if you're not playing fast-pitch softball by 7 or 8, or if you're not in J.O. volleyball by age 6 or 7, you're missing out. Is wrestling a little bit different that you can come out and compete?
You know, last year, as his first year wrestler, he had more success than I expected. And it speaks a lot about him. He was a basketball player up until last year. And when he first introduced himself to me, he's like, you know, it just wasn't violent enough for me. I'm like, you are in the right spot, young man. And he's never looked back. And he pushes the room. And, you know, we've had some kids that were out with injuries last year that I missed. Will Sutton's back out. They're drill partners a lot, and they push each other in practice daily. I'm sure I'm overlooking names of kids that are hopefully going to have a lot of success for us this year. But, yeah, as far as Baron coming out, his second year out, he has been hungry since he left last year. He was a match away from going to the districts last year as in a loaded weight class. I mean, the eventual state champ, he wrestled in sectionals. I mean, it was great. It kind of lit a fire under him. That's where he wants to be. So,
Bill, expectations in the LC8, pretty competitive league.
It is. I'm, you know, listening to the show on my way here tonight, it sounds like numbers are up all around, which is outstanding for the sport. I love to hear it. With us having a full lineup, we're competing for a title. We may be young, but I think we're pretty solid.
And what are some of the tournaments that we're going to see you guys in throughout the year to get you ready for that?
Now, we're starting out next week. We'll be at the Cobos up in Avon Lake. From there, we go to Bellevue. The following week, we'll be at the D3 Classic in Waterloo. That's a two-day there. We head to Northwestern as well. So we'll see some schools. We try to spread it around and get a little bit different taste at some different styles. Next week will be interesting. I kind of get a gauge of where my kids are at. My philosophy, what I go in initial season with after that first tournament, kind of gets flipped around. You see where you need to improve, but I think we've got a pretty good schedule ahead of us. So,
will you be able to get the girls into any individual tournaments on their own, or have you picked a couple out for them to get involved in?
We have, and you kind of caught me unprepared on that one. We do have small girls ones that we're going to be taking a couple girls to. I couldn't tell you the names of those off the top of my head.
That's all right. Just curious if you're splitting them off or not, because, you know, we're still at that stage where they can wrestle those duels with you and kind of grow there, but then have their own opportunities as well. So,
and that's one thing that's excited my girls this year. I mean, last year we didn't take them in any all-girls tournaments. And this year, I mean, they competed well last year, but to know that they're going to go to all-girls tournaments, it kind of sparked it up. And I think it's helping fuel it at the younger ages, too. They're seeing that, and they're like, I can do this.
And I think one of the things that people don't realize that if you haven't been around wrestling, girls have been in youth wrestling for a long, long time in Northeast Ohio. And quite honestly, if you look at Lorain County, Oberlin had girls wrestlers back in the 90s. You guys have had some girl wrestlers. There's been female wrestlers, individuals on teams throughout Lorain County for a long time. So the fact that they're starting to get their own notoriety and they're separating out, I think that's caused that explosion. But anybody that's been around the sport for years knows that there's been real large numbers of girls in youth wrestling. There just hasn't been any opportunities beyond that for them. And now that the state has kind of jumped on board with that, I just see that really kind of exploding right now, as everybody else does.
It is. It's like I said, there's a buzz in Wellington right now. A lot of the girls are talking, well, I should do this. And I think our numbers for our female wrestlers will grow next year. I mean, Sam Rayford's our senior this year, female wrestler. Alyssa McLean, she's been wrestling for probably 7 years now. And it's only grown. She's got a couple younger sisters coming up through. And we've got some talented junior high girl wrestlers right now as well. And the youth is thriving.
So. Outstanding. Well, I know I'll see you down the road, Bill.
Absolutely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bill Waters joins us, the head coach of the Wellington Dukes. Wellington alum wrestled there as well. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll get Lorain coaches Dan Finley and Dwayne.